Welcome to Hope is Here. My name is Greg Horn. Obviously, right now, it's been kind of a stressful time for people in our country as the coronavirus is more cases are being recorded. And yet, I want to ask you today, when you hear about that, do you get in fear or are you able to maintain that peace that Jesus said that he would provide? And I want to talk to you about that topic today. Do you have fear or do you have peace, whether it's dealing with the news of the coronavirus spreading in our country and world, or maybe it's just in other areas of your life, whether it's financial, relationship issues, health challenges besides the coronavirus. Maybe you're dealing with cancer, people that are going through an unexpected divorce. I mean, the list goes on and on of things that we could get in fear of. And yet, I just want to encourage you today that we can stand on God's promises and not our feelings of fear. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7 says, "For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. And we hear that verse probably often, but I tell you, it's during seasons of life like this that I think it's got to be a verse that we really stand on and not get in a spirit of fear, but know that God has given us power and love and a sound mind. And doesn't mean that you don't maybe do things that I think are wise, such as maybe buying some extra food and having some supplies just in case things do get tough for a while and may not, restaurants may not be open, or who knows, may not have enough people to work at grocery stores. I think you have to have wisdom there and maybe buy some extra cases of water. And obviously people have been buying lots of toilet paper. That part, proportionally how much people are buying that, has been kind of a little bit humorous to me. Don't know that we will be using that to the proportion that people are purchasing it. But my point being is I think it's wise to do those type of things, but not to get in fear. And, you know, the fact of the matter is Jesus, he told us over 2,000 years ago, "I've told you these things," talking to his disciples, the 12 guys he did life with very closely for 3 years. He said, "I've told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world." Jesus said, "I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world." And so I want to encourage you to stand on your faith in Jesus today and not just on your circumstances or what the news says. And part of the way that you have that peace is by spending time with God. And, you know, Psalm 91 is one of the most powerful psalms written, especially regarding when we have fear in an area of our lives. And, you know, just on a more lighthearted note, because I know this is kind of a heavy topic today. Last week, my brother Darren, who's the head basketball coach at Northern Kentucky University, well, 7 years ago, he was fired at the University of South Carolina. And I've talked about that off and on over the past 2 years because he and I are very close. I'm the oldest and he's the youngest, and I have a middle brother and Mike and a sister, Missy, that are twins that are in between us. And I'm really blessed because I have really good relationships with all my siblings. They are wonderful, and we just have a great friendship. And my mom and dad just did such a good job of making us realize the value of family and our siblings. And just so blessed to have Mike and Missy and Darren in my life. And yet, it was tough when he got fired. I mean, it was. Darren works extremely hard and tries to honor God in his life. And it was painful and disappointing when things didn't work out. And yet I've shared this quote before, I know, but I just think it's a word for somebody today. After he came out of the meeting with the athletic director, he texted me and said, "I got let go. I'm okay. God is still on the throne." And I want to say to somebody today that maybe you've gone through a job loss. Maybe somebody has told you, "Hey, I don't love you anymore and I want a divorce." Or maybe your boss has called you in recently and said, "I'm sorry, but your position is being eliminated at our company and you need to clean out your desk now and leave, please. Or maybe the doctor closes the door and says, I'm sorry, but you have cancer. And those are a lot of things that we can get in fear over. And I understand, I mean, it's not that you don't have any emotions or feelings, but I tell you, it's been over 7 years ago, and so many times in my life when things happen and I get unexpected bad news, I just go back to that day. And I think Darren was maybe 39 at the time, if I'm not mistaken, maybe 40, but right around that. Actually, he was 39, because I remember we celebrated his 40th birthday after he came back to Lexington. So my point being is that you can go through those three things he said, even though you get let go or get bad news, and maybe something else besides being fired at a job, I'm okay, and God is still on the throne. And I want to say that to you today, that you're going to be okay if you have faith in Jesus Christ, if you have a personal relationship with him, that you're going to be okay. God is going to help you. He will. The Bible says he provides a peace that passes all understanding. And I love the part that Darren said, just that last little part, God is still on the throne. The Bible tells us in Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. A lot of these things in this life are overrated, aren't they? They really are. And yet, one thing that's not overrated is the faithfulness of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And I tell you, one of the things that helps eliminate fears, and that's what Satan likes to do, is when we don't share them with people. So if you would just tell just one person, hey, I'm afraid, even if it is with the coronavirus, that's fine. Or maybe you're lonely. There's people in marriages, they're not single by choice or by being a widow, a death of a spouse, or by divorce. There's people that are lonely. They're not alone physically, they're married to somebody, but they're lonely. And so I just want to encourage you today to stand on those promises of what Jesus says, that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart. I have overcome the world. I just get excited when I read that verse, knowing that because of Jesus I can have peace. And the Bible tells us that he provides that peace that passes all understanding. And sometimes it just doesn't make sense how you can have peace even though your circumstances aren't the best. But Psalm 91, I want to finish the last 5-6 minutes we have of our program today talking about that. This psalm, not sure if Moses or David wrote this, but they definitely obviously were going through a time where they were dealing with some fear. And the thing I've shared with you here before on Hope is Here, that from Genesis to Revelation, the book of the Bible, it is God's life manual. It's God's love letter to us, how he pursues us, wants to have a relationship with us from cover to cover, from Genesis to Revelation. And Psalm 91, I think if you're struggling with a little bit of fear right now, is one that you should read. And what I did one time is I wrote it out, and I put in where the word you was, and most places I put my name in it, to make it personal, okay? I heard a pastor say that many years ago. I've never forgotten that. So I'm going to read Psalm 91, and I'm going to put my name in there in some places where it says you, and maybe you want to do something like this sometime yourself. But Psalm 91 says, those who live in the shelter of the Most High will find rest in the shadow of the Almighty. This I declare, the Lord. He alone is my refuge, my place of safety. He is my God, and I am trusting him. For he will rescue Greg from every trap and protect Greg from the fatal plague. Right now, with this illness, the coronavirus, I believe, you talk about a fatal plague there, I believe that God can protect us from that. He will rescue us from this, just like it says in Psalm 91. It goes on to say, he will shield Greg with his wings. He will shelter Greg with his feathers. I love watching the National Geographic Channel, and I was watching one other day where some type of bird, a real unique bird, it's only in this country, I believe it was Brazil, if I'm not mistaken, and it was showing how the mother would protect the baby birds with her wings and did it with her feathers. And, you know, God, I love the Bible, how he gives us visuals with that. And so one of the things that you do want to know is that God does want to shield you and wants to protect you. And he'll do that with his wings, with his feathers, that great visual. He's going to protect you. It also goes on to say in Psalm 91 that his faithful promises are Greg's armor and protection. Okay? Normally it says his faithful promises are your armor and protection. But like I said, I personalize that. God wants to protect you. You put your armor on. He's going to do that. Verse 5, it says, "Do not be afraid of the terrors of the night, nor fear the dangers of the day, nor dread the plague that stalks in darkness, nor the disaster that strikes at midday. Though 1,000 fall at Greg's side, though 10,000 are dying around you, these evils will not touch you." And friends, that's one of the things I want to encourage you today, that you can know that God will make that happen. He will make a way when there is no way. He's going to protect you no matter how many people are there. And am I saying 100% you may not get sick? I'm not saying that, okay? This is not heaven, okay? But I do believe that we at least need to try to battle with our faith and stand on what God says about us and his circumstances. Verse 11 says, "For he orders his angels to protect Greg wherever you go, or to protect Sherry, or to protect Lisa, or to protect Danny or Steve, wherever you go." God puts his angels around you. Friends, we need to call on those angels today. It says they will hold Megan. They will hold Bruce. They will hold Benson. They will hold Steve with their hands to keep you from striking your foot on a stone. And you will trample down lions and poisonous snakes. You will crush fierce lions and serpents under your feet. And friends, I don't think that, you know, that literally means that you're going to be doing that, obviously, trampling down lions. But it's saying when those things, it's the visual part that, you know, there's things in our life that seem like a lion that's going to devour us. Yet we can know that we're with Jesus, nothing is going to devour us. And that fear that becomes overwhelming, or if we see a snake, which is one of my is one of my fears, I have to admit. That's one thing, animal I do not like to be around. But that God will help us deal with things and get through those. It goes on to finish out Psalm 91. The Lord says, "I will rescue those who love me. I will protect those who trust in my name." And that's why I'm doing this program today, is to trust in Jesus, not our circumstances or what the media says, but to trust in Jesus. And then it finishes out, "When Greg calls on me, I will answer. I will be with you in trouble. I will rescue Lois and honor Mike. I will satisfy Darren with a long life and give Bob my salvation." Friends, I want to encourage you today, if you want to do something to help you with fear, is go type out Psalm 91 on your computer and any place where you see the word "you," you put your name in it, and then get that out and read that every morning. And just, you'll be amazed at how much peace that you will have. And I want to remind you of that verse, that Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8, it says, "Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever." Stand on that promise today. I want to thank so many people that support Hope Is Here on a monthly basis and help make this ministry possible. We're much more than just a radio program and podcast. And if you'd like to help out, if you've been blessed by this program, you can go to our website, hopeishere.today. That's hopeishere.today, and make either a one-time donation, or you can set up to do it on a monthly basis, or if you'd like to, you know, prefer to write a check, our mailing address is on there. You can just make the check out to Hope Is Here Ministries, and all your donations are tax deductible. I hope you'll join us next time for Hope Is Here.
CMI is your full-service human resources provider in Central Kentucky. For 15 years, CMI Human Resources has taken great pride in helping organizations and people work. Whether it's employee handbooks or help in filling a position, no job is too large or too small for CMI. Contact the professionals today at CMI Human Resources, 859-296-2800, or online at cmiconsulting.com.